Coming up next, it's this week's edition of The Arts. Jan Richter has a profile of the popular singer-songwriter Jaroslav Hutka.
Stůj, břízo, zelená, pod městečkem.
Originally from Olomouc, Central Moravia, singer-songwriter Jaroslav Hutka established himself as one of the most original figures in Czech folk music in the late 1960s. In 1978, he was forced out of the country by the communist regime, only to return in November 1989 when he became one of the faces of the Velvet Revolution. From his native Olomouc, Jaroslav Hutka moved to Prague in the beginning of the 1960s, and with the exception of the 11 years he spent in exile in Holland, he has lived here ever since. After all those years, does he see any differences between the people from Bohemia and Moravia?
Culturally, there was a traditional difference between folklore songs. You could immediately tell which song was Moravian and which was Bohemian. But now, in the character of people today, they say that Moravians are softer, heartier. Well, I don't know about that. I think that the differences have been levelled. That began with the foundation of Czechoslovakia, when they wanted to merge the two cultures, and that's what happened.
Jaroslav Hutka started singing old Moravian ballads in 1968, when he came across a collection of Moravian folklore songs compiled in mid-19th century by Roman Catholic priest František Sušil. Since then, Moravian ballads have become Hutka's signature repertoire. But the issue of Bohemia versus Moravia, he says, is for him an artificial one.
I really don't see this as an issue. I don't care about this at all. I did care about it, though, when I was in exile, when they asked me where I was from and I had to localize it. I would usually say that I was Czech, but sometimes I said I was from Moravia because I knew that they wouldn't know where that was. But that was more of a joke. When they asked where it was, I said, that's where Sigmund Freud is from. And people would go, aha, I see, that was ironic.
Pravděpodobný svět, pravděpodobná láska, a pak se dožijeme let. Představ si tmu a pár ran do obličeje, ránu kolenem od země do břicha.
After the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia, Jaroslav Hutka found himself increasingly under the eye of the secret police. His concerts were some of the last bastions of unrestrained art in the country. One of the songs that was especially irritating for the authorities was Havličku Havle, a playful tune about dissident Václav Havel.
A podle litery paragraf šable, teď dumej o právu Havlíčku Havle. A podle litery paragraf šable, teď dumej o právu Havlíčku Havle.
His situation became unbearable in 1978 when he was given a choice by the secret police: jail for illegal enterprise or exile. Jaroslav Hutka chose the latter and moved to Holland. Did the Dutch have any idea about what was going on in Czechoslovakia at the time?
Neměli. Obecně ty, kteří jako věděli, která by je, tak.
They didn't have a clue. Generally, those who knew at least something got it confused with Yugoslavia because the names are similar. Even my landlord, to whom I had explained that Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia are two different countries, came to offer me his sympathies when Tito died. For them, this was an unknown region. Only the people who came here for holidays knew it. They were surprised that it was civilized and cheap. That was very important for the Dutch, that it was cheap.
November 1989 marked a triumphant return for Jaroslav Hutka, who went from Prague's airport straight to singing at the largest anti-regime demonstration on Letná plain. One of Hutka's most famous songs about freedom, Námněšť, was played live in Czechoslovakia again after 11 years.
Velká je zem,
after his comeback, did Jaroslav Hudka see any differences between the country in 1978 and 11 years later?
No, I had the impression that it was absolutely the same thing. The regime in the 1980s was in fact the same as in the 70s. I understood the development that the 80s were a bit softer than before, but there was nothing that could change the people. There wasn't enough time either. No historical shock happened. 10 years of the same doesn't change anything in the people. 10 years is a very short time.
Soon after his return, Jaroslav Hudka became involved in politics too. He first supported a small liberal party, the Civic Democratic Alliance, and last year he ran for a seat in the parliament for the Green Party. In fact, he missed out on election by a mere 350 votes.
No tak já jsem vždycky s nějakou stranou napřed na začátku s tou ODOU.
Well, I've always been working with some political party. It was the ODA at first. I've always been interested in these things. With the Greens, I like them. I knew the Green Party in Holland, so I went for it. Looking back today, I don't find it particularly pleasant that I stood. They've also become a common political party, and I've lost any interest in what they're up to now. I think this was the very last time I had anything to do with politics.
Pravda je barová tanečnice a pro každého zvlášť tančí. Nejsou zločiny, za které by se mělo střílet, pouze za lež, která se pravdě podobá.
Jaroslav Hudka now releases his records on his own label, which he named Samopal, which means machine gun, but also self-burn. His audiences have also grown smaller since those days of November 1989, when he played at sports stadiums. Is it his own songs or the old ballads that are more popular with his fans?
I don't
think it's as clear-cut as that. What's more, many people don't see that as interpretation, but rather as some kind of authorship, because I'm the only one who sings these old Moravian ballads. But I've had smaller audiences, because I haven't written a lot of new stuff. Those who do come, however, don't care which I play. I have just started playing new songs, and I have to say that I feel as if this was some kind of unpleasant surprise for the people, that they aren't sure what it's all about. I think that my new songs will bring in new audiences as well, and I'll see what comes out of it. This is really a transitional period now.
Uvidím, jak to bude dál. Teď je to skutečně přechodná doba.
One of the new songs that Jaroslav Hudka has come up with has recently caused much controversy. It is called Udavač, The Snitch, and it is about singer-songwriter Jaromír Nohavica, who collaborated with the secret communist police known as the STB in the late 1980s. According to recently found documents, Mr. Nohavica filed reports on two significant exile figures, singer-songwriter and Radio Free Europe presenter Karel Kryl and playwright Pavel Kohout. The report was filed after he made a business trip to Vienna in August 1989, 3 months before the Velvet Revolution.
Mě tam vlastně na něm rozčílilo to jedno nejdůležitějšího udání. To je srpen.
I was angered by his most important denunciation, the one from August 1989, a few months before the revolution in November. According to the STB report, he was sent on a business trip to Vienna, and he was given the task of contacting certain persons, Karel Kryl and Pavel Kohout. He met those people and he reported on them. There are many such issues that he simply must explain.
Je tam spoustu takovýchhle bodů, který on musí vysvětlit.
Udavač z Těšína, koncert mu začíná, vtíravým hlasem svým bude nám zpívat. V sále se zhasíná, dám si sklenku.